Welcome to the IonaHoops.com podcast with your host, Guy Flotico.
Greetings from San Diego, California, for IonaHoops.com podcast. That's season 4, episode 19. Yes, I know that sounds strange. What am I doing in San Diego? Well, it's work-related, obviously. So that's why I'm here. I have been missing out on my gals. Probably a good thing I missed the Manhattan game, but a bad thing that I missed the Siena game earlier today, and of course, what we'll call Ozfest. Why not? As the King played his final home game near Rochelle. Anyway, this is the Mac Tourney preview episode. It's not going to be incredibly long, although I might end up being more long-winded than I think. This is about the only time I can do it. I'm in San Diego, traveling home from San Diego tomorrow and into tomorrow night. By Monday night, I will be in Atlantic City, by late Monday night. An advance thing that you might want to tune into tomorrow afternoon, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 p.m., we'll be doing a Mac Twitter space. Jaden Dale will be hosting with many of the usual panel of Pete Janney and Sam Fetterman and Frank Aquino, and who knows who else might be tuning into that. We'll find out. So it'll be an all-star cast going through the Mac brackets and analyzing what really, I mean, I'm going to objectively say, this is going to be one hell of a tournament. I mean, really, there's so many interesting storylines all the way down to the 8-9 game where, the Mac standard Iona Gales are wedged into a play-in game. We'll get to all the specifics of that. We're also going to spend a couple of minutes talking about the women's bracket. Hey, I can do that right now, actually. There's not a lot to say. I mean, I actually Angelo had a, tough run this season. Maybe it's a little bit of the same thing that Tobin went through, not quite having the parts that she wants to run the system that she wants. She didn't have the turnover, complete turnover, and she was able to bring in some players with her from FDU of all places, before, but, hey, the season quite didn't materialize, but, maybe they win their play-in game. They're the 9 seed, be taking on Ryder, the 8 seed. That'll be the very first game of the tournament, 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. I'll be there for that. Disappointing season for the women for sure. Certainly nice. You want to go out and win that playing game if you can. It's certainly a coin flip kind of game probably with Ryder in that game. And then, of course, if you win, you get a juggernaut. You play a nationally ranked Fairfield team in the quarterfinals. So, you want to say anything can happen in March? That would be something rather special if the Iona women found a way to knock off Fairfield in the quarterfinal on Wednesday. Again, stranger things have happened, but I mean, that would be something else. I mean, we're talking about Fairfield's probably going to go into that game. If assuming I don't even beat Ryder, Fairfield would go into that game, probably a 30-point favorite. So, I mean, the odds of that one are pretty slim. Strange though, times in the MAC. I mean, you have Fairfield, of course, and it's been the story all year in the league for sure. But then you have two teams that normally are really high up there in the women's world, and that's Quinnipiac and Marist. They're also in the play-in round. Just quick seed takes there. Quinnipiac's the 7, playing St. Peter's the 10. Marist is actually the they're the 11 seed. Wow. Long way from the Brian George's era. They'll be taking on 6 seed Mount, so that's your play-in round there. Fairfield takes on the Ryder Iona winner in the 1 versus 8-9 game. 4 and 5 is Manhattan and Canisius. The 2 seed Niagara is actually a pretty darn good team. They didn't really put a scare into Fairfield, but Niagara's pretty solid, so it's got a little Tony Bazella feel to it there. Niagara's a really good team, and they just feel like they have no chance. It's almost like some of those Tony teams that you just thought were really, really good, and then you realized that, well, Marist is in the way. So here you are. Anyway, so Niagara will await the winner of the 7-10 game. Siena is the 3 seed, and they'll be playing the 6-11. So there's the setup for the women's bracket. It would be a shock, an absolute shock, if Fairfield doesn't win this tournament. I don't expect much drama there. The most intriguing game we might see in the whole tournament might be, if assuming it plays out, 2 seed and 3 seed Niagara and Siena playing in a semi against each other for the right to get a shot at Fairfield in a final. So, but outside of that, again, just hoping for the best for the Lady Gales, get a win, just something to feel good about when you're in Atlantic City and build something toward next year, and just see what you can retool during the off season. You know, sound familiar? Because the men might be doing a lot of the same thing. So we'll switch gears now and talk about the men's bracket. Let's talk about the last couple of games that, again, I wasn't at. Iona won that game at Marist, and I think a lot of us are feeling pretty good. It's like, wow, all right, they got this together. They defended pretty well. They looked good. It was a really positive vibe. And, you know, you heard it in the presser after the Manhattan game. And, I mean, I thankfully didn't even get to watch. Even watching live stats was painful. The defense took the day off. I mean, the defense has been a problem all along. It just hasn't really been there. The offense, you know, if you look at the stats even in that game against Manhattan, the offense actually didn't play a bad game. But the defense, wow. They've just had some real problems on the defensive end, and that really is the thing that has to come around in the AC if they're going to do anything in that tournament. I don't know. I mean, that was the one that kind of was felt like a last straw kind of thing. That was the last one where everybody kind of anybody that was left, any bandwagon jumpers. They jumped off on that one. I mean, you know, you have your diehards like me who aren't going anywhere, but there are people who are hanging on by a thread that are probably have given up hope at that point. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you lose somebody like Greg Gordon, you know you're going to have a weaker team. And I went into all that again the last episode 2 weeks ago, so I'm not going to go over it too much here. The whole team changes. I mean, they lose an athletic defender. They lose their best rebounder, their best interior scorer. Best, you know, probably they're just best overall player. Just and how do you recover from that? You really don't. But again, stranger things have happened in the MAC tournament. Was good to get the W. I'm glad Oz got a win against Siena. I haven't even looked at the box for that yet because I've been working so hard. Yeah, I actually work hard, people. I don't know if anybody actually believes that, but I do. So I've been working all day today, pretty much, since about 6:45 this morning. So here I am recording a podcast, and all I know is that Iona won by 14. And, you know, I did watch the Tobin presser. That was such a great press conference. Just Tobin really spent a lot of time with all the folks there. And, you know, you can really tell that that he's got something. And I know that there's a lot of people, there are a couple, you know, let me go back a step. So like a couple days ago, I put a post on the Iona message board, and I actually apologized for some of the anger, if you want to say it, because I don't have anger toward Iona struggling and losing and all that. I have anger toward ignorance of fans sometimes, and just that their belief that in a thing, and then that's it, and that's the only possible solution. Problem is, I'm guilty of it myself. Now I have you know a certain track where I feel like I might have more insights than some other people do. I haven't coached a game, so I shouldn't say that. But you know, maybe it's just who I am too. You know, it's not too often that I feel like I talk to somebody and I don't understand or know more than they do, quite frankly. So that said, though, that doesn't mean I should treat people like garbage if they have their own whack opinions. I mean, and they're welcome to have them. You know, people believe what they believe. But were a couple of random comments that I had seen that suggested that Tobin should be on the hot seat, which I found hysterical, actually. I mean, that's just intensely stupid. I mean, you know, again, I don't mean to put down whoever there were. I think it was a TikToker or something who came up with that one. It was priceless. Oh, gosh, it's amazing what's out there content-wise. But, I mean, hey, I'm proof. They'll give give any idiot a microphone, and people are going to listen. At least some people, all five of you might be listening, who might listen to this before it's over. Anyway, I'm rambling, so I said I wasn't, but it's because I'm tired. But I haven't even gotten to the term yet, so we should switch over to that. So, yeah, all told, you know, it was interesting to see how the bracket was going to fall. You know, certainly they had the chance after the Maris game to probably not get out of the pig. They would have needed a lot of help. But the sixth seed sounded nice. You know, you're getting that sixth seed. You play a really poor Siena team. Let's face it. In the first quarterfinal, then you actually get a day off before you play again. So then all of a sudden you're feeling good playing against a three seed. You know, and again, to me in the MAC, there's really not much difference between one through five in this league. And maybe in one through six. I don't really think we even see a drop off until we get to Iona at the seven, really. So I'm curious to see how that will pan out. Now that the seeds are all set, but yeah, you would like to have seen that six seed happen. It didn't. Means we have especially coming off of Thursday night, a tougher game than with Siena in playing Manhattan in the first round. Good news is the Manhattan game just happened and it was ugly. We're not going to play that badly again. Manhattan probably won't play that well again. So, that would be a loss that would really sting if they don't beat the Jaspers. I actually feel pretty good that they will, that they'll find a way to get by that game. It might not be a cakewalk. Even the game in New Rochelle wasn't an easy one. When the two met. So, I mean, Manhattan might just be a pain in the neck kind of matchup for Iona. So, but Iona hasn't played that well in quite a while. But, you know, if the team that played at Marist shows up, Iona is going to win that game and by double figures. So I'm curious to see what happens. I feel like they'll play well in that game, but again, you never know. I think the defense has to play better. You know, one thing I will say, and this is just me guessing, we saw a sprinkling of a zone in a couple of these games. And I don't know, maybe, again, I didn't really see as much, you know, the Manhattan game or Siena game. I don't know if we dabbled with it at all, although I thought I saw a post or a tweet that suggested that we actually played a little zone at some point in the Manhattan game and it was working and then we went away from it. I'm curious to see if he's dabbling with that, to throw that out there quite a bit more in the actual tournament. I don't know if we played zone at all against Siena today. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. You guys know better than I do, probably. But I wonder if you still have to wonder if there's a wrinkle that's going to come out of Tobin, and that might be the wrinkle, is that we'll play a bit more zone, you know, just because, hey, we've obviously proven to not be a very good man defense. And, you know, I don't know how much trust there's going to be to press all that much in a game like that, especially when you have to play a game the next day. So I could see us just saying, you know what, the heck with it. Let's play some zone a lot more and see what happens there. Probably not the way to go against Fairfield in the quarters. I'll get to that in a minute. Let's look at the rest of the bracket before we get to any more breakdowns of games. One seed Quinnipiac. Congrats to the Bobcats. They're better than I thought they were going to be. I've said it all year. I did not think that they had a 15-5 type year in them. I do think they have flaws. I think they break down on defense often, actually. But they are, there's no question they're talented. And it'll be interesting to see how they hold up with it all. Second seed ends up being the Fairfield Stags. I think they've been pretty solid all year as well. No question about that. Again, another team that can really cook it. when they get going on the offensive end. Not so sure about how they've been defending. It seems like they're kind of uneven as well. Three seed is Marist. Man, I mean, to me, that shows a couple of things. It shows the parity in the league, and it shows that the MAC's just not that great a league. I mean, for Marist to finish that high, I mean, I've seen a lot of them this year. They just don't impress you all that much. They do some good things, and of course, that, you know, John Dunn's defense is can be something spectacular when they get it going. But, you know, when you think of a team like that as a three seed, not super impressed with them. Also, another reason that, you know, they were kind of in a position to head toward a three seed, would have been nice to get that six, because of another shot at Marist would have been interesting. 4-5 game. I'm going to tell you, I'm disappointed in this one, and here's why. I have been talking for 3 weeks about it's going to be Ryder and St. Peter's in the MAC final. And guess what? Ryder and St. Peter's are playing in the quarters. So there goes that. Does that mean I think whoever wins that game is going to win the MAC tournament? You know, I think so. Early thought for me there is that I think whoever wins that game is going to win the MAC tournament. That's a hunch by me. And yes, that means the 4-5 winner would play Quinnipiac. We'll take a step back and say I don't think either Mount or Canisius will have enough to take out Quinnipiac. I think actually Mount could scare them because they have one of those alphas in Dakota LeFou who can take over a game, and Quinnipiac's defense can take the night off, and all of a sudden LeFou is up 35 and Mount wins. I just don't see it happening right there in that spot. And I also, Canisius that can be a pain in a game like that. But I think Mount will win that playing game against Canisius. They're in the 8-9 game. And the winner gets Quinnipiac, but I don't think either one of them beats Quinnipiac. Staying in that half of the bracket, Ryder, St. Peter's. Boy, St. Peter's has not played as well as of late, but I still like what they have. If you follow me on Twitter, you saw that I picked St. Peter's in the Jerome. If I could take that one back, I'd probably stick Ryder in there instead. But I will. So that's how I'm going to cover my butt. I have said Ryder and St. Peter's in the finals all along. My way of covering that is saying whoever wins that Ryder St. Peter's quarterfinal is going to win the MAC tournament. They're going to knock off Quinnipiac in the semis, and they're going to win the whole thing. That's my take on that. But let's get to the other side of the bracket before I kill the drama, which I already have. So we've talked about Iona Manhattan already. That's the 7-10 game. We have 6-11 Niagara Siena. Niagara's a nice team. and as a 6 seed, is there really a difference between Niagara and Marist? I don't see one there really. So that's something to watch from the upset plane as well, because Niagara's not going to lose to Siena. And I wouldn't be stunned to see Niagara beat Marist there. That's not much of a pick. I mean, the game is probably a pick'em when Vegas gets their hands on it. I just don't like Marist in that spot. I don't. Also, Marist had their big run last year where everything went right for them. It's almost like you don't see that 2 years in a row, like, from teams. So I think Niagara will beat Marist in that quarterfinal game. And that leaves the one other quarterfinal we didn't talk about, the Iona Manhattan winner against Fairfield. So I can't believe I've gone this long in this episode and have not brought up the sweep theory. Yes, you guys who have followed me on the message boards and on Twitter for a long time have heard me talk about this. The gist of it is, if you're playing somebody who's relatively equal to you, it's hard to beat them three times. There are some data that somewhat supports that. I mean, certainly there are teams that have won all three meetings. It happens quite a bit, actually. It's just that there's been a lot of instances where that third win doesn't quite happen. So here we are in a situation where Iona is possibly, if they survive the Manhattan game, will be playing Fairfield. But the weird part about it is it's flip-flopped. Is that Iona has beaten Fairfield twice. Iona, the 7 seed, has beaten Fairfield, the 2 seed, twice. And to me, that's wild when you think about it. Is there a lot of difference between Fairfield and Iona? If Greg Gordon were still here, I would say no. But Iona just has not been the same without Greg. I think Fairfield would be licking their chops for that game. It would be a really, really tough spot. I mean, can you really see Iona winning against Fairfield for the third time? I mean, again, stranger things have happened. We've seen high seeds fall down in this tournament regularly. It would be a hell of an accomplishment. And I mean, boy, that's something I'm not expected. So, you know, that's the weird thing. I can talk about expectations real quick too. I mean, when you're Iona over these last 15 spoiled years that we've had, all you know is you just expect to win. And so you win, and then you win, and it's great, and it's celebrating at the end, and let's go watch the selection show. This is different to me in that, you know, we have been so uneven this year, and then Greg leaves to really kind of cap us off. And then we're looking up against a Fairfield team that's had its best year in a long time. And, you know, I mean, here's the strange thing is that, you know, Ken Palm is going to run the line for that, and it's not going to be a big number. I mean, Fairfield maybe by a couple points or something like that. Is the game going to turn out to be that close? It could be. It's a tournament setting. You know, we've seen crazy stuff happen, of course. I can't see Iona winning that game, but I am wrong so often that I think half the world is probably celebrating by hearing you say that right now. I don't like Iona in that spot against the team that they've beaten twice. I mean, that's just extra motivation for a Fairfield team to just come out firing. They'll also be fresher than we will. We've all played the day before. And just to cover our bases, even if Manhattan wins that game, I don't think they're going to have a great chance to win. So I don't see it. And it's just objectively looking at it for those who might be saying, I can't believe you're not picking Iona. It's an objective thing. We can win, and I can certainly, if we beat Manhattan and we're getting ready for that game, can I give you reasons why I think we can beat Fairfield? Yeah, I can give you 3 reasons or 4. I'll probably tweet about them or post about them, whatever else. I'll have all the time in the world because I'll be in Atlantic City for the tournament. There's a lot of ifs that have to happen. You know, that's not a secret. The first one is that we actually have to defend, and that's probably the biggest one, if you ask me. And I'm just not sure if we're that good on defense that we can stop them again. So we'll find out. Anyway, so the rest of that bracket, though, you know, again, I think that's where it blows up a bit. Niagara, again, I think I said was already going to – I think they're going to take Marist out. I think Fairfield gets by there. So you're going to have 2 versus 6 in that quarterfinal. I do like Fairfield then getting to the final and then losing to whoever wins Ryder St. Peter's. I have to stay with what I picked in the Jerome. I picked St. Peter's. Ryder's playing better. They're rolling right now. But again, we've seen teams come into tournament on hot flying buzzes, and then everybody thinks, oh, that's my sleeper, and then they go out and lose in the first round. So Ryder had a real strange year up until starting about 3 weeks ago. So are they really ready to go now? We'll find out. I will say St. Peter's over Fairfield for the MAC championship game on Saturday. So I've gone on and on and on, and I think you guys have heard enough. When will I do another episode? Probably after both men and women have been eliminated. Based on what you've heard me say, it's going to be by the end of the day on Wednesday, which means I'll probably drop an episode on Thursday morning. That's right, right? Yes, because if Iona beats Manhattan, of course, I should probably mention, since you guys are Iona fans, Iona-Manhattan game is actually at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday night. So that should be a game that you guys can get down to in NEC. Please may come down. We need all the fans we can get. Then that game against Fairfield, if it happens, 2 versus 7, would be a 9 p.m. tip Wednesday night. So like I'm saying, if both Iona teams are done by Wednesday night. I'll do a podcast on Thursday. We'll have audio from Ange. We'll have audio from Tobin and everybody else if that's the case. If Iona keeps winning, I still might drop an episode on Thursday to preview the semis, because Iona will not play until Friday if they win on if Iona beats Manhattan and then beats Fairfield. They play on Friday at 9 p.m. So, yes, Thursday morning, I'm going to drop an episode no matter what. It's either going to be kind of a recap of the end of the season or previewing what could be just an exciting moment. I mean, I will be thrilled if Iona's in the semifinals, believe me. So, yeah, next episode will be on Thursday. And then we probably will not drop another one until after we are totally done. And then at some point, not too long after that, I'll try to get Tobin on. We can talk about, we'll see who's hitting the portal, who we're getting to in for recruiting. It'll become a real recruiting show from there on, because, that's what everybody's going to want to see. That, and of course the schedule, that's what usually we focus on during the off season. We go every couple of weeks and we talk about all the recruiting and we talk about anything with schedule news, and that's kind of what we do. So we'll do that again. And we'll figure out the cadence for that as well. But anyway, that's the plan. I will, you've got this episode as a preview. Let's hope for the best, Gale fans. And then either way, let's say this, if both teams are out in the play-in round on Tuesday, I might still wait till Thursday to drop an episode. We'll see. If not, I can probably get one in during the early part of the day on Wednesday. We'll see. But anyway, so I want to go there. I'm thinking more positive than that. So anyway, it's going to be a fun tournament. Objectively speaking, this is going to be one heck of a tournament. There's so many great storylines. I think 1-6 is pretty darn close. And again, as a 7 seed, Iona, you know, that name carries something. So you never know. You just never know. So, and I still know, I'm not afraid of, I'm not afraid to say it. I think Mount's kind of dangerous too. So, this is fun. This is going to be a fun tournament. This is why I book the whole week. Of course, I'm used to booking the whole week because Iona's always making a run to the finals. But I'm staying all week no matter what. Let's put it that way. Anyway, so you've got this preview. Hope you like it. Feel free to comment your own thoughts in reply. Come on the Iona message board. Share your thoughts there as well. If you're not a member on the Iona message board, sign up and join us. The inmates run the asylum there for sure. The Mac preview Twitter space hosted by Jaden Daly and his panel of esteemed Mac gurus, of which I am not really one of them, but I fake it really well. But I'll be joining that again, and that'll be popping on Monday at some point. So, and that is also recorded. So you'll want to check that out, especially getting in the car to go to Atlantic City. It'd be something it'd be great to listen to, because I'm sure that episode will drag on a bit. So anyway, thank you all for listening to me ramble on endlessly here in my exhaustion in San Diego. As we get ready for, really, it is my favorite time of the year, MAC tournament time. So again, I know a lot of people are not able to make it to AC. I know a lot of you are thinking, maybe I'll wait to see what happens. I'll try to go down. If we are in the championship game Saturday, I'll show up, or maybe even the semifinals, you'll consider it, since the semifinal game we'd be playing wouldn't be till 9 p.m. Anyway, I hope a lot of Iona fans do come down and support, because just what we should do as Gale fans, in my mind. So if you can do it, get down here. If not, enjoy it on ESPN Plus, and see you online. Go Gales.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the IonaHoops.com podcast. This podcast is a production of IonaHoops.com with publisher Guy Filotico. The opinions shared during this podcast are those of Guy Filotico, IonaHoops.com, and any featured guests. This podcast is not affiliated with Iona University Athletics or the university itself. Thank you for supporting IonaHoops.com.